Let's take up racial bias in policing in another time. President Trump tweeted this weekend that he got a call from actor Sylvester Stallone asking him to grant a posthumous pardon to the boxer Jack Johnson, who died in 1946. Johnson was the first African-American world heavyweight champion, and he was the target of a racially motivated arrest more than 100 years ago. President Obama was also pushed to pardon the boxer. He didn't. So who was Jack Johnson? Jesse Washington is senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Jesse, give us the thumbnail on Jack Johnson, known as the Galveston Giant.
Okay, so the first black heavyweight champion was a very controversial and a wild guy. He loved fast cars, flashy jewelry. He also loved white women at a time when black men were lynched for even looking at them. And he was abusive to these women. He beat them.
Well, and some say this is why maybe President Obama didn't pardon him.
That's a major reason why. The image that Jack Johnson had then was the image that a lot of rappers have now. So imagine Obama pardoning someone like Tupac or Bobby Shmurda. A big part of the electorate would have used an Obama pardon to confirm pre-existing and false ideas about the nature of black culture and even the motivations of a black president. So it's no surprise that Obama stayed away from it. Yeah,
but, I mean, on the other hand, this is at the turn of the last century. Johnson beat the Canadian fighter Tommy Burns, gets the heavyweight title, and Americans want the great white hope to restore the white supremacy. So a former champ, Jim Jeffries, comes out of retirement. He says, I'm going to demonstrate that a white man is king of them all, but Jack Johnson, you know, wins. And the Los Angeles Times writes an editorial, a word to the black man, do not point your nose too high. Do not swell your chest too much. Remember, you have nothing at all. You are just the same member of society you were last week. That's a Los Angeles Times editorial. One would think that a pardon is an order for how he was treated. Maybe, you know, maybe he was a black man on, you know, that with a reputation people didn't like, but he was a black man talked to like that.
It's amazing that it really went down like this, and it reminds us how far we've come from that time when the racism was so prevalent. After he defeated the Great White Hope, there were riots across the country, and several dozen black people were killed because of the victor. Oh. So it's hard to even comprehend the atmosphere during that time, which was why they literally said, we can't beat Jack Johnson in the ring, so we're going to lock him up outside of it.
Well, what exactly did they lock him up for? He was convicted by an all-white jury in 1913, violating the Mann Act. That makes it illegal to transport women across state lines for immoral purposes. Now, he had been married to a white woman who he beat. She killed herself. And then the charge came because of his relationship with a white prostitute?
That's correct. It was a consensual relationship, and there was nothing coercive about it at the time. And they concocted this charge in order to send him to prison, which they did, and he was sentenced to Leavenworth. The important thing to know about this is that Jack Johnson was sent to prison unjustly. It was an early version of mass incarceration. So now, should Jack Johnson be pardoned? Well, an injustice was done to him, so yes. Mm-hmm. But there is the question of, what good would it do? And more importantly, what message does it send?
Well, you quote researchers who say maybe not that much of a message to the black community who've known for a long time about this injustice. But people like Ken Burns, who made a documentary about Jack Johnson, say it's the message to the white community, a reminder that this happened.
Absolutely. And I think it has always made a lot of sense to me that a white president would be much more likely to pardon Jack Johnson. An Obama pardon would have forced him to expend a lot of political capital.
At a time when President Obama was focusing on pardoning those wrongly incarcerated today.
Absolutely. And so for a white president to pardon Jack Johnson, it goes along with what Ken Burns said. It's helping white people. In some ways, it's probably helping them to feel good about doing something to right their sins of the past.
Jesse Washington, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Jesse, thank you.
Thank you.